Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL. Counting you down to some tri-baseball a little bit later on tonight. The Indians taking on the Kansas City Royals. First pitch scheduled for 8:15. Our coverage begins at 7:35 with Indians warm-up. Back to the hotline we go for our second segment with Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio. Adam will focus now on some Major League Baseball. In tonight's baseball slate, Gio Gonzalez is on the mound for the Milwaukee Brewers. They're hosting Kyle Hendricks and the Chicago Cubs. You like the Cubs in a first five scenario. Why is that?
Yeah, when you look at this game here tonight for Milwaukee, as you mentioned, Gio Gonzalez on the mound, and you know he missed about 2 months with an injury and then went down and did some rehab appearances in the minor leagues, and those were okay. They weren't fantastic or anything like that. But Gio made his first MLB start since May 27th, 6 days ago on the 20th, and he allowed 3 runs on 5 hits, wasn't particularly sharp. And a lot of times now in Major League Baseball, I mean, if you're not sharp, it's a problem with that juice ball. So for Gio Gonzalez, I'm a little bit worried about the feel that he'll have for his arsenal. He's a guy with a small margin for error anyway. Has to be one of those contact management guys, try to stay off the barrel. And when you're out for a long period of time, it's usually not the velocity that you worry about. It's the command that you worry about. Going up against a very potent Chicago Cubs offense here tonight. So not really a big fan of Gio in this matchup. And Kyle Hendricks is a guy that, you know, he's got some ugly home road splits this year, but he's only made 3 road starts since, I believe it's mid-May. So you don't really worry too much about that. He's a different pitcher now than he was earlier on in the season. And he is one of those guys with the feel for his arsenal, with the command. It's hard to manufacture innings these days. And that's something you have to do against a guy like Hendricks, who just doesn't allow a lot of home runs, doesn't allow a lot of hard contact. So I think this is one of those cases tonight where you have two fairly similar pitchers on the mound, but one's a lot sharper than the other one. So I think Hendricks does have success tonight. I think Gio Gonzalez could struggle a little bit.
One other game to keep an eye on. I know you like the Rays in this Rays-Jays matchup tonight. Betting against the Jays doesn't seem like a bad idea these days, but the Rays certainly have struggled a little bit as well. Why is it that you like Tampa tonight?
Yeah, I like Tampa a little bit tonight. I mean, they needed a day off. You know, they've had a lot of bullpen usage here over the last week, week and a half, pretty much, you know, ever since the All-Star break. They get the bad news about Blake Snell's injury yesterday and the fact that he'll have to have surgery and be out for about a month. I think they needed a breather. The bullpen needed a breather. They needed a chance to, you know, get out on the road, get together with the team, kind of go to a team dinner up there in Toronto and all that type of thing. I think those are good things for teams, especially when there's some adversity that's kind of worked into the fray a little bit here. Diego Castillo will be the opener tonight for Tampa Bay. He's a guy that struggled a little bit in high leverage here so far this season. So I think working in the first inning, being that opener, knowing that he starts with a clean slate and all he's got to do is get through one inning, I think that puts him in a better mindset. Ryan Yarbrough's been very good over his last couple of appearances. And Toronto's just, they're not a very good team. And also, something you kind of want to think about here, and this is probably a good segue into what else we're going to talk about, the trade deadline is a challenge for a lot of teams emotionally. Toronto is one of those teams. You know, will Marcus Stroman go? Will Ken Giles go? Justin Smoke? They've got a lot of guys that teams are going to be interested in. And all the bad teams around Major League Baseball are dealing with that right now as well. That can be a little bit of a wagering angle where you've got a Tampa Bay team that knows it's in the playoff hunt. It's probably going to be a buyer against a Toronto team that doesn't know who's going to be there by next Thursday. So I think that's an angle you can kind of look at a little bit here. And again, I think Tampa Bay getting into a better mindset, going out on the road against an inferior team, I think they're in a good spot this evening.
Certainly worth considering how that plays into the emotions of a team and the mental makeup of a team as well, knowing that the team could be broken up based on what may or may not happen between now and next Wednesday. And that leads us into our final topic here, trade deadline props, because, you know, we're coming awfully close to the Major League Baseball trading deadline. It's this coming Wednesday. Have you seen any interesting Major League Baseball trade deadline props?
Yeah, there have been a few. I mean, one of them involving Trevor Bauer. You know, this one was posted earlier this morning at one of the offshores. You know, odds for what team Trevor Bauer will be on after the MLB trade deadline. Indians minus 175, so they are the big favorite there. And, I mean, obviously that makes sense, especially with how well they've played here of late. Minus 175 implies about a 64% probability that he's still with the Indians. Maybe that's accurate. I'm not entirely sure. We know that they've been trying to trade him. We know it makes sense for them to trade him because a year and a half increases the return on what they would get in any kind of trade package, and he's gone after next year anyway. So maybe they do opt to trade him. The Padres plus 250 to get him, Yankees plus 400, the Phillies plus 450. Yasiel Puig odds are out there as well. He's a guy that certainly could be on the move there from Cincinnati. Noah Syndergaard, minus 300 to stay with the Mets. But you know, for the Mets here, I mean, they don't know what they're doing day in and day out. Maybe they get offered a mind-blowing package for Syndergaard. The Yankees are the favorites outside of the Mets. It's 6-1, Padres 7-1, Astros and Brewers plus 850. The Brewers do need starting pitching now with a couple of injuries to their starting rotation. Odds for what team Clint Frazier will be on. The Indians mentioned here at plus 400. Obviously, that would probably be a Bauer trade that would do that. Ken Giles, his odds are out there. Surprisingly, the Indians are not listed for that one. He's kind of a logical fit for the Indians. But, you know, hey, there's going to be a lot of player movement, a lot of speculation here. And I imagine players will continue to get added to the board as we get closer.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Going to be very, very interesting to see how it plays out over the next 5 days. Adam, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. We certainly appreciate you coming on here and sharing your insights, and we'll do it again next week.
Absolutely, boys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Adam. You do the same. That's Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Let's get to a break. Matt and I will come back for the final half hour of today's show after this here on AM 930 WEOL.